True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I was actually thinking for a second, Sam, that this was going to be the ice baby one, because I know that Joe Patrick is a huge fan. He used to have his hair cut just like that. Did you know that?
No. Oh, see. That ain't right.
No, it ain't right. And he didn't. But
I wish. Just,
yeah, I was going to say, it's a funny picture. You know, Halloween was right around the corner. You could have done that. Sam and Greg, in for the steakhouse on this Thanksgiving morning. Again, thank you for letting us be a part of your Thanksgiving morning. Well, welcome in one half of the Wade Ford Tailgate Show, Mr. Joe Patrick. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, guys. I know it's early, I guess, to ask how your Thanksgiving's going so far, but always enjoy it this holiday.
Well, yeah, man. And like I asked Sam this earlier, do you have an early remembrance? And I think the age range for us being boys is like 9, 10, 11 years old. You'd get up, you know, and just go outside. That was my experiences.
Oh, yeah.
And did you have a turkey bowl? Did you jump in a pile of leaves? Was that the end zone? Whatever it was. What's an early Thanksgiving remembrance from you?
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Positive.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Thanksgiving in the Patrick household. This is like the biggest holiday of our year, basically. It's kind of a pseudo family reunion thing that we kind of do. In recent years, we're a little bit more spread out. But when I was a kid, guys, my grandfather had a cabin in the Blue Ridge Mountains. And we would go there, and for the whole weekend, we would be having, you know, an outdoor fire that never went out. We would be shooting BB guns and pellet guns at Coke cans, and we'd be, you know, just rappelling off of little sides of, I call them cliffs. Like, they seemed, when we were kids, like they were 100 feet tall, and turns out they're like 5 feet tall. But, yeah, building forts, doing all that kind of stuff.
Bears. Were there any bears?
Chopping a lot of wood, too. We chopped wood for my grandfather for his yearly supply.
Ah, so
so we got to put to work.
He put you guys to work. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Very nice. We talk over that. Well, thoughts about that today as we are, you know, thankful that the Falcons were able to get a win down in New Orleans. We were talking with you Sunday before the game, and you know, they were able to go out and get it. Now, what does it allow them to do as far as their preparation? What have your observations been this week?
Yeah, you know, it was such a, I think it's obviously so important for so many reasons to go to New Orleans and get a win last week. You know, they had not won there, at least in the last several years. Probably, I'm trying to think off the top of my head now, maybe since 2022 they hadn't won there. So kind of got that monkey off their back. But obviously, with the context of this season, they needed to go down there and win to keep their season alive. And obviously doing it behind Kirk Cousins, getting not his first start of the season, but his first kind of planned start of the season where they went into the week knowing that he was going to be the quarterback. And that's where the big takeaway is, guys. And I don't think that, you know, it's not like some unique observation from me, but, you know, the fact that this team was getting under center as much as they were, just kind of looking like a normal NFL offense versus what we've seen this team be, which is very unique in the NFL. It's really only the Falcons and Commanders up until last week who were the teams that were running out of shotgun quite as much as they were, and the Falcons were running out of pistol specifically way more than any other team in the NFL, and we hardly saw the pistol on Sunday with Kirk Cousins. And gotta say, it looked great. Like, the results were great considering the fact that you didn't even have Drake London in that lineup. The team was able to go out there with a ton of tight ends. Usually they played the most 13 personnel that any team has used in the NFL since 2011 in a given game. And, you know, went out there and looked relatively comfortable. I think that the score could have been even a little bit more lopsided had the defense had a little bit more success in the third quarter getting off the field, where the Falcons offense ultimately only had one series and did have a three and out where they were backed up on their own goal line. So I thought, in general, you know, it was very positive takeaways. Obviously, you know, you want to be able to build on that. And I think for, you know, if you're a fan, you want to look forward to a team making the playoffs. That's still a long ways off. They're obviously going to have to, as Raheem Morris has been talking about, we got to make a movie. But, you know, like, right. and you know, that Saints win is the first win in that movie where, you know, the newspaper clippings start spinning into frame. So they're looking to keep that going this weekend.
Yeah, but Joe, I hate to be cynical, and a lot of the things that you said I agree with, but we always talk about the backup quarterback. He's always the most popular person because he comes in and they ain't got tape on him, and he has the success that we saw Kirk Cousins have. And on second thought, then I remember, well, there's a reason why they wanted Michael Penix in the first place. There's a reason why Kirk Cousins was on the bench, and, you know, take your money and be happy. Now he's back. Now they got tape on him. Now they see some tendencies. And my question is, does this guy stay upright for the rest of this season, or is this organization in the uncomfortable position of maybe having to look outside of their eye for another quarterback? Because they're going to be coming at Kirk Cousins. Yeah, I don't care if it's the Jets or not. These are NFL players.
Yeah, I mean, going forward after this season, I mean, Raheem Morris has already kind of hinted at the fact that when the injury to Penix happens, like, you do have to change, you have to alter kind of what your plans were at the quarterback position. And Kirk Cousins obviously plays a role there, even though he's not the one who's injured. He has a different situation because of his contract and the fact that, you know, when it was reported and he signed his deal, which was reported at $400 and $180 million at the time, that was really a two-year contract. Even in the reporting, there was an anecdote. I forget what writer wrote it, but there was an anecdote kind of about that day when he went to Flowery Branch to sign the contract, and they went out into the parking lot after they signed the deal, and his agent, Kirk's agent, Mike McCartney, you know, shook hands with Terry Fontenot and said, "We'll see you back here in 2 years." And the idea there was that, you know, Kirk was going to play so well that in 2 years they were going to, you know, extend the contract at that point. But there was never, I think, any question from either side of this that it was really a two-year contract. When you just look at how the numbers broke down, he is on, you know, if just hypothetically, if the Falcons were to keep him around, he's going to be a $57 million cap hit next year, which is a non-starter. And it would have been a non-starter even if he was playing really well, because you have to build, you know, a team around him. And obviously the Falcons have other players they need to pay. So, I'm still very much, doubtful that Kirk Cousins' future at past this season is in Atlanta, but I still think it is good for the team for him to be able to deliver some quality quarterback play for some of these other offensive pieces that, can help kind of honestly just like get their careers going, but also you just want to have those kind of good winning experiences and feelings here within the organization. Which I know it's easy to say, like, oh yeah, well, we want to tank. Well, first of all, the Falcons don't even have a first round pick that you're necessarily tanking for. And second of all, this just saying you want to like do that it feels a lot worse when it's happening in reality, when you're having to watch a team kind of lose in miserable fashion week in, week out. So I think everybody was very happy to see them, have that positive result against the Saints. And I got to say, what you said there, Greg, about kind of keeping him upright, they were using a lot more play action against the Saints. And in my opinion, that was actually ultimately helping the Falcons give him time in the pocket to work, because it unbalanced the Saints where they were not able to kind of pin their ears back and just, make a beeline for him. They had to protect against that run action and were, then getting stalemated at the line of scrimmage and giving Kirk Cousins time to throw, most notably on that 50-yard bomb to Darnell Mooney.
Yep, absolutely. That was very noticeable and great to see that he could put it out there like that, too. Folks, we're spending time on the waitforit.com hotline talking Falcons this morning with our Falcons report here from Sports Radio 92.9 92.9 The Game, Joe Patrick. And he is social. You can always find him at Joe Patrick, Defensive side of the ball, it was great to see Divine Diablo back. The defense, I won't say hadn't been the same since he's been out, but something was definitely lacking with it. Seemed like they brought a little bit of that back. Talk about having him back and what that means.
I'll say it. They wasn't the same with him out.
Okay. I mean,
They're not.
I'll let you say it.
I mean, what he does for this defense is like, it's kind of crazy to just kind of hear us talking about this player like this, because heading into the season, he wasn't really someone that was on a lot of people's radars. People knew the name that, he was a free agent signing that this team made, but it was kind of unclear as to what he was exactly going to bring. And honestly, like, the track record and the scouting report basically showed him as a, it was going to be questionable as to like how effective he would be as a traditional kind of inside linebacker, because he is a converted safety, and the Raiders kind of had a role in converting him from a safety, which he was in college where he played at Virginia Tech, to being a linebacker at this level. And what he is he's just a total game changer, because he does have that versatility, having played defensive back in the past, where he can, cover all types of guys that a linebacker traditionally can't cover. And what that then allows the defense to do is just be a lot more versatile with your other pieces, and allow Caden Ellis to rush the passer or do just generally the things that Caden Ellis is very good at doing. And I think where I'm most impressed with Divine Diablo is just, honestly, it's in the run game and how he just seems to pop up everywhere. Like, every time it feels like there's a ball carrier who's getting brought down, if Divine Diablo is not making that tackle, he's around it. He's involved with the play, and he's able to cover ground so fast. He's such a big guy, too. He seems like, I don't know his exact height, but he looks like he's like at least 6'3", maybe 6'4", and just, looks like a man amongst boys at times when he's making tackles. So great to see him come back, obviously playing with that club on his arm, dealing with that healing broken right forearm. But, just in time for the Falcons.
I love this dude.
Yeah.
He reminds me, Joe, and I've told this before. When I got into this business in broadcasting, Sam, I don't know about you, but that, I was in the music side. I was told by an established person here in radio that there are two types of interviews. And he used old names or old rock stars' names to talk about those two interviews. He goes, there's the Lou Reed interview where the guy gives you one-word answers. And there's, and then there's the David Lee Roth interview where you say hello and you can go get a cup of coffee and come back. That's Joe. But it's not nonsense like David Lee Roth.
No,
this dude gives you like War and Peace. He gives you a rundown of everything that you need to know, and it's beautiful. You just take notes. It's like a professor.
Yep, absolutely.
There you go. There's the word to use. You're a professor. David Lee Roth interview. Joe, man, as always, of course, when we talk to Joe, get you thinking about the Falcons, and if you can't get in front of a TV, we have got Falcons Jets this Sunday. Mr. Patrick and Andy Bunker will be a part of the Wade Ford Tailgate Show, which starts at 11. And then, well, actually, they start at 9 because they'll be right after us, Sam.
Yep.
Pre-game show starts at 11 and kick at 1 o'clock. And, man, as always, just thank you, Joe. Thank you for getting up and contributing to our show. It's tough when they're home games, you and Andy are out and about, you're over there at the stadium, or you got to get up and do some work here. So when we can catch you during the season, it's special. So thank you, man.
Well, I always enjoy being on, guys. And happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Hope you guys get to have a good day today, a nice relaxing day watching some football.
You too, buddy. Appreciate it.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right.
See, and I didn't even ask him about his picks because he got a show that he got to do, right? So, let him give his picks there. All right, Mr. Crenshaw, are you ready?
Yep.
We got to wrap this up. We got to hand things off. And I forgot to mention this earlier when we were talking about college football, that what's going on up there in Indiana is the fault of the guy who's on after us. You could kind of put it on Fricky. Him and that buddy of yours, Fred Khalil. Hoosiers.
Let's blame it on him.
There you go. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only. Get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid 11/28. In-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.